corner.
Santa baby, put a boner under the tree for me.
For me.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're going to nerd out about blue comedy and talk to you all about the upcoming 2025 season of Vilification Tennis. They're horrible.
We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. I'm joined, as always, by Tim Wick.
Hi, I'm Tim Wick.
And Molly Glover.
Who's ready for Geeks Without God?
and this week, we are going to talk about Vilification Tennis.
Yeah.
You said that in like a, listen, kids, we're here to talk to you about Vilification Tennis.
I think one of my favorite jokes about Vilification Tennis is publicly talking about Vilification Tennis being awful or terrible in terms of the humor, not the quality. But let's define it. So Tim and Molly and I are all in this other comedic endeavor that performs live shows called Vilification Tennis. It's very blue, very raunchy, offensive humor. Mm-hmm. The show is over 35 years old.
That's right. Yeah,
it was 30 when we left the Renaissance Festival, so 35 years old.
And it started at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival in a very different form than it exists today. I would say that even in the time that Molly and I have been in Ville, it has changed a few times,
a bit.
And so it continues to evolve. Because we've in Vilification Tennis believe in evolution. So
yes.
Right. Well, and you know, as we've talked about before, like comedy, especially like offensive comedy, doesn't age super well, and it needs to be constantly updated.
And while that's not what people at the Renaissance Festival have ever wanted for themselves, is for something to change, it still needed to, and it did.
Molly, how do you describe Vilification Tennis to friends or family or coworkers?
So when my coworkers ask what I do for theater, I tell them I'm in an insult comedy troupe where we get up on stage and there's two teams of two, and the insult is the ball. And it's like we play tennis and the insult goes back and forth. And then I say, and then we also do a lot of like dirty, whose line is it anyway?
Sure.
Because that's a really good way to explain to people. I'm like, basically we do dirty, whose line is it anyway? And with this particular thing called Vilification Tennis.
Yeah. Tim, how do you describe Vilification Tennis to people?
Well, I describe it at the beginning of our show, what I say is that we're going to get up in front of an audience and insult each other for an hour and a half. And that's literally all we do, which that's what I say in the introduction, but it's not. If I'm telling people what I do outside, I say it's an offensive insult match. We stand up, there's a judge who judges whether or not the insults are good enough, and that's my job. And then the vilifiers hurl insults at each other and the audience thinks they're great. And that's what it is.
And how do you describe? Oh, sorry, Tim, you're not done. Yeah. Sorry.
And if people say, gosh, that doesn't sound like something I'm into, I go, that's great. I'm glad to hear it.
No doubt.
Yeah. If you are into it, I think we're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually am really like kid gloves when I describe it to someone that maybe is like a extended family or work or something like that. I don't know well. I'll say, well, you know, it's a semi-scripted improv, dirty comedy, insult comedy show. And, kind of gauge their response to that, and then you know either be like, yeah, it's not for everyone for sure. Like I almost always am saying it's not for everyone, and we're not offended by it not being for everyone. In fact, we would strongly prefer people that wouldn't enjoy the show not attend. I mean, we want everyone that's there to have a good time. It's comedy.
Yeah,
I will also say that we came up with a tagline that I have been using when I'm, especially when I'm talking about it at work, because people at work don't always necessarily. I work with a lot of younger people, and we do our best to be very, our work is very culturally sensitive, and you know, a lot of the younger crowd that, you know, we are woke, you know, in my office, very woke. There's nobody who I would describe as conservative. Like, even the guy who's a Mormon is woke. So, like, but we came up with this tagline that I really love, which is offensive, disruptive, inclusive. And I think that really sums up what we do, because we are offensive. We are disruptive in the sense that, like, we do stuff that's dumb and weird, and we tried wherever we are. People are always like, ugh, the vilifiers, you know, but we're inclusive in the sense that, not in that, like, just that we insult everyone, which we do, but that we make our insults. We focus on making our insults. It's an easy thing to say is we only punch up, but that's just plainly not true, and that's an oversimplification. We punch everywhere, but we do it with intelligence, I would say we
think true statements about vilification tennis. Nobody tells transphobic or homophobic or racist jokes.
Right. No one's identity is a punchline.
Nobody's identity is a punchline. And I would say that, yeah, it's really, when you say offensive comedy, right away people make a lot of assumptions and assume that you're, you know, telling racist jokes or transphobic jokes or some form of bigotry,
right?
The part of the punchline, and we really go out of our way to make sure that's not the punchline.
Even our fat mom jokes are absurdist. They're taken to a level that's like, your mom is so fat she's like the size of a galaxy. Yeah. Like, it's never like, she's so fat, she's got diabetes. Ha ha, that's funny.
And I think also we talk a lot about consent and how we're all consenting to the insults with one another. And, you know, it's opt-in. Tim, as he was saying, does this introduction in the show that's sort of including the audience in that bubble of consent, or the joking envelope, as Joseph Scrimshaw calls it. And you know, again, like Tim, you say in your intro, if people aren't happy, they can go, and that's what would be our preference.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about vilification tennis?
I don't know. That's a great question. Before.
Well, yeah.
It's next year, 2025.
This year.
It's now this year.
Coming out in 2025.
Hello from the past. I guess when you say hello to someone, it's always from the past, isn't it?
It's true.
This year, 2025, is a very big year for vilification tennis. There's some crazy stuff happening, some really big, exciting shows, and also
we're moving to a new regular time, which is a bit different from when we've done it in the past, usually on a Friday or Saturday night. We're now doing it on a Sunday early evening.
Every third Sunday at 6:30 p.m. That's where you can find us. Every third Sunday.
At Strike Theater in Northeast Minneapolis.
Not August, not September, and December is weird. We'll get there.
So in the past few years, since leaving the show stopped at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival like a year or two before the pandemic. And
2018 was our final season.
We went out with a really big bang, and a lot of people are constantly asking about if we'll ever come back to the Renaissance Festival. And there's a lot of reasons not to go back to the Renaissance Festival.
But what have we said?
Show us the money.
Show us the money and we'll come back.
Yeah.
Guess
what happened?
The money got shown.
Somebody flashed a checkbook. And so it sounds like we're going to come back and do one weekend in September, the 20th and 21st, at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, where there'll be some stage shows, it sounds like, and a couple of featured...
One featured
Feast of Fantasy, where there'll be a private dinner and a show with vilification tennis.
We will be doing what we say is up to two shows per day. That's what we agreed to, and it's far too early to know what the schedule is going to be. But it'll be one or two. A little bit depends on my schedule, quite frankly, because I have another act that I'm in.
You guys do five shows a day, right?
We do five shows a day, and I'm probably going to miss one. So the goal is to not miss two. So that's kind of going to be. What we're trying to figure out,
something that's exciting about that to me is that there are people in vilification tennis who work at the Renaissance Festival who have never performed in vilification tennis at the Renaissance Festival. and they might get a chance to do that, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, and there are people in Vilification Tennis who don't work at the Renaissance Festival who will be in Vilification Tennis at the Renaissance Festival for the first time.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be
Nick and I are excited too because we just solidified that Beefcake and Olive can be in the street playing bigger, better and doing our Beefcake and Olive thing. So that'll be fun too.
We'll do some street in between Ville.
Yeah. Villes. Yeah. It'll be fun. But also I really think that one of the things I'm really excited about for 2025 is that we, this will probably surprise nobody who's ever been to our shows in the past. We don't usually plan more than a few months ahead of time for Vilification Tennis, just in general, just because we want to be.
It depends on the show, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this year, we decided we wanted to plan our entire year's worth of shows and decide what we're doing every month and who's directing and who's hosting and get everything set. So we tonight are here to talk to you about our schedule.
Wow.
We got the whole thing planned. So like, it's really
exciting. Every month.
There's
a whole bunch of new people directing and hosting and stuff. And, nobody?
No new people.
Just people that aren't Tim.
Yes, just people who aren't Tim who've done it before.
Oh, okay. I thought we had someone new directing one of them. All right. Do you want to just go month by month and talk about them? What's January, Molly?
January is Vilification Tennis Sucks. It is a vampire show. Hedy is directing and hosting. And if you know Hedy Rand McKay, then you probably know she's obsessed with Twilight. It's one of her favorite fandoms.
Yeah.
And so she's been really excited about this. She's directing, which means for Vilification Tennis, you can direct and host or do one or the other. And so she's directing and hosting, but that means she's concepting the show and casting and doing all that stuff. And that show is January 19th.
And that's we're going to watch Twilight for the show, I'm assuming, Molly. We should.
Oh, no. I guess, yes.
Neither of us has seen
Twilight. I've never seen Twilight.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I've hosted shows where I haven't seen the theme material.
Sure.
I've just done research online. It's not just Twilight. Twilight, obviously, is a large part of it, but it's vampire lore of all types. So maybe if you spend a little time with some other popular vampires, that would be good enough.
Well, we're hugely into what we do in the shadows, which actually as of recording right now, the finale is out tonight. So
the series finale,
but I love that. I was really into vampires as a child, maybe too into vampires as a child, got a little obsessed and afraid of vampires.
That the Nosferatu movie looks so fucking good.
It looks so good.
I think comes out like Christmas too. So there's a lot of vampire stuff to talk about.
Yeah. It does. It's, so yeah, you could watch all that stuff and just not have time for Twilight, if you don't want to. I mean, I think it's important. No, I mean, so
that's the thing. Like, we hang out with Hedy and Dave, and I think Hedy and Dave would be thrilled to have like a movie date.
Oh,
and watch.
They could have the entire cast come over to watch.
Yeah. I will say I do know that there's some plot points about Twilight that know that I'm like, oh,
it's pop culture. Like, I mean,
when that guy sees the baby and he's like, that baby's going to be my wife.
I'm going to fuck that baby someday. Yeah. God. Right. It's February.
February 16th, Tim is hosting and directing the Vilification Tennis Anti-Racism Show for Black History Month.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. It's the first opportunity we'll have under a new administration to be arrested, maybe.
Yep.
I mean,
yep. And the subtitle is A Bunch of White People and Duck Take on Racists.
Take it on.
Yes, we have one member of our cast who is a person of color, and he will be there, which I think is important.
Thank God.
In an anti-racism show, I think it's important that we have at least the one member of our cast who's a person of color.
But it's important we don't make him do the heavy lifting and do the, I mean, we got to, Yeah.
Yeah, he's not directing the show. He's not running the show. Yeah.
But that's funny because we were like, when we decided to do this, we were like, okay, but Duck, like, make sure you're available before we decide this, because like, I know you're, that's the thing is, he's busy in Black History Month because everybody wants to have him. So like, we wanted to make sure
he's in high demand year round.
It's true.
He is now. He's He's definitely the most famous member of our cast in the Twin Cities theater community.
Broadway across Broadway World nominated director Duck Washington. Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's right. That's right.
We knew him.
Hey, I'm a Broadway World nominated writer, so whatevs. Not this year. Not this year. But you know, I have been in the past.
What's March?
March 16th is the Irish show. I think we got Vilification Tennis makes out with the Blarney Stone, I think is what we decided.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Is that like because it's St. Pat's adjacent?
Yep, it's basically the day before St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, yeah.
So that'll be fun. I am hosting and directing that one because Tim has a show because he's in an Irish band.
I'm in an Irish band and I'm performing all weekend long. That entire weekend, I am doing shows with my band and I cannot do Vilification Tennis.
I love the idea of doing a show like a St. Pat's show for Vilification Tennis that has zero live professional Irish music playing.
And, I know.
And like, we're going to have like a skipping Dropkick Murphys CD. And
if my band wasn't performing, my band would be guesting at this show and nope.
I will say we don't have titles for many of these going forward. So bear with me. We're just giving you the themes.
We got some themes.
That's right. That's right.
April.
Oh, the show that's on April 20th.
What could we do on
420? We're making Tim direct and host a weed show.
Probably Vilification Tennis gets high. I mean, it's right there. But
I mean, it's got to be there. It's got to be Vilification Tennis gets high.
Tim is notoriously sober. Famously sober.
In all directions.
Sober. Pretty much, every direction sober.
Molly, famously not sober.
In every direction.
Weed is legal here in Minnesota. I think we might encourage the audience to show up high. Will certainly seem funnier. I think there's a lot of opportunities to do some really silly
things. We've never done anything.
I mean, can you get like THC gummies that are shaped like dicks? Yeah,
I mean,
we might have to give those out.
We can make them.
Obviously you could make them, but you know, ordering them from just having somebody else make them is easier. But yes, we can definitely. I think if you want to come to that show, I feel like there's maybe an opportunity to get some THC dick gummies.
It's legal for me to make and give actual marijuana gummies to my friends.
Them at a show? I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see what's up.
Yeah.
We'll see what's up.
No promises yet. We'll take a look at the legality of such things.
Yeah.
Maybe if someone is outside who isn't associated with the show happens to have gummies and they're just
and they happen to be shaped like a dick.
No one's going
to
say anything about it. Yeah. So April after April.
What's the month after April?
It's the fifth month.
It is. What's the month?
It's May.
It is.
May.
On May 18th. It is a Taskmaster show. Now, last year, or I should say in 2024, when we did Taskmaster, Tim was the Taskmaster, and I was the little Alex Horn. I planned and I would say directed, and I did everything myself, which we determined was hard. There were a few things that I wouldn't say they went wrong, but they would have gone better if I'd had somebody helping or if somebody had, I'd had someone to run it past.
You needed an assistant and somebody to run it by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and then additionally, all but one of the tasks were performed live.
Yes.
One of the tasks was pre-recorded.
Correct.
And that's the opposite of how it usually is in the show.
Yes. So this year, since we have a little more lead time, we've decided Eric Knight is going to be the little Alex Horn. So he's going to be planning the tasks and Nick is going to be his assistant behind the scenes, planning tasks and helping him out. I am going to be the taskmaster. Tim gets to perform.
Hey.
Be in the show doing the tasks.
I'm very excited about this. I very much look forward to being able to do Taskmaster really tasks. I don't know if I'll probably suck, but I think it'll be great.
Eric wants to do more pre-recording.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
And so we'll see how that goes for him.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to edit and pre-record. So yeah. I know he's up for the challenge. It's just a lot. It is a lot. So I'm very excited.
We've been talking. We've been passing ideas back and forth, he and I a little bit here and there. Yeah.
So yes, I get to be the stern taskmaster who's disappointed with Eric. And it's funny because
it should be too hard.
I mean, it should be really easy, but it's funny. We were talking about this a little, and it's like the dynamic between Tim as boss and me as eager but dorky helper has a very different vibe from me as boss and Eric as helper, which for some reason has a more like dominatrix feel to it.
Well,
I don't know if I should lean into that.
Have you been watching the Taskmaster Kids season?
No.
Well, because the task... What?
I don't like kids.
Yeah, kids are dumb. But the Taskmaster is a woman, and the little Alex Horn is a man. So
does
you
she
know,
have a big bad nanny vibe, or is she going a different direction?
No, she's just God. I can't really. She was on Taskmaster. She's Australian.
Oh, okay.
And has anyway. I like her a lot. I think she.
Yeah.
But she scores Taskmaster often as it should be scored, rather than being a pain in the ass about it because it's kids, so you don't really fuck them over.
Sure.
You want
to. I look very forward to the scoring part of it because that's where I feel like I'm going to be firm but fair.
That's where I feel like I would do really well as a taskmaster is in the arguing of why someone has done poorly. what's June?
June 15th is a vilification tennis frat party.
Oh,
that's right. Uh-oh, party at Vilification Tennis House.
We're going Greek.
That is Tim directing and hosting.
With an assist from James. James has not directed or hosted before, but it's his idea. So he's going to work with me so that he can hopefully direct shows in the future.
He's going to direct a lot. He's going to do a lot of the directing side and the planning and then be in the show. But Tim will be hosting. And he's got some fun ideas. We're going to do all the usual bullshit frat games. And
toga. It's perfect toga weather.
It is. June's a good time to do a toga party.
I wonder if we can do something like money off your admission if you show up in a toga.
Maybe.
We might be able to do that.
And then July 20. Oh, so then, of course, there's Convergence.
Oh, we're going to be back. We've been asked. We've been invited. So
we've been invited.
Yeah.
Doing Convergence. Haven't gotten kicked out yet. So we'll be at Convergence. And then July 20th, just a couple weeks later, is our annual Geek Show.
Yeah.
Tim is directing and hosting. So that's usually just a celebration of all things geek. Sometimes we focus a little bit with the title or the plan.
Star Trek-y. We did like space and we've done fantasy and stuff in the past.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, kind of. We did one Marvel or superhero year.
Yep.
So we'll kind of look and see what the cultural zeitgeist is telling us.
Exactly. That's why we don't always come up with everything right away.
Maybe we should just call it the Cultural Zeitgeist Show.
That'll bring them in.
And then August, we all rest.
August is the month completely off for everybody except for the people who are in Renaissance Festival who have to work their weekends and their regular jobs. And then September, we'll be at RenFest.
Yeah.
There is also not a strike show. So no strike shows in August or September because so many of our cast does RenFest. And also just because it's a time to be celebrating being outside and enjoying the weather. It should be
really nice weather that way. The odds would suggest it'll be a gorgeous weekend to be outside to watch Vilification Tennis. And
And then October 19th, we return to Strike Theater for the Dungeons and Dragons show.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Bringing that back.
Last year, no, 2 years ago.
I think it was 2023.
Molly directed and hosted a Dungeons and Dragons show where she like logic map flowcharted out a series of choices and everyone in the cast dressed up as like a D&D character. She split the parties into two groups and we had to make decisions that led to different games and there was continuity through it and the audience had a amazingly fun time, and we're going to do it again.
Tim is going to be my NPC.
That's right.
And help me out for when I need
a universal non-player character.
Yep. When I need UNPCs and I need more than one, because like I was doing a lot of voices, but it meant I could only really write so much. And so with his assistance, I'll be able to write a lot more fun character roles that we can play together. And
hello, I'm an evil goblin who will judge your vilification.
Exactly. Perfect. Exactly.
Perfect.
Point.
And then November 16th, the return of the musical show.
Oh, that's exciting. We did a few of those. They're a lot of work, which is why we put it late in the year, because we actually wrote song parodies. We did stuff, you know, and there've been a few musicals that have come out since we did the last one.
Yes.
That we haven't done one since Hamilton.
Yeah.
No, we did one after Hamilton.
No, it was basically
the first musical show was after Hamilton had come out. Because
we haven't done Broadway as a theme since that first one. Yeah.
We did Broadway, we did Disney, and we did one that didn't work, so we won't talk about it.
That's going to be our final strike show for 2025.
Wait a minute.
We're not doing anything in December?
November?
In December, we're actually going to move to New Year's Eve proper.
Oh.
We're going to have a show on December 31st, and we're going to do a Fuck 2025 New Year's Eve party show at the Mounds Theater in St. Paul.
The Mounds Theater is huge.
It's huge.
It is huge.
And they serve alcohol.
And they serve alcohol. Hard drink. And we're going to have the show be late. It's not going to be on a Sunday at 6:30. It's going to be on New Year's Eve, which I think is the middle of the week.
Yeah, Wednesday. I think it's a Wednesday.
But we're going to have a legit, like, we're going to start the show so that we finish the show in time to do a countdown and a party, and then people can stay. And the Mounds has graciously allowed us to have their space, and we get to decorate it and have a really, like, legit New Year's Eve party.
Maybe we'll have a balloon drop. I don't know. It's a long way. It's a long way from now, and that might be way too ambitious. But right now, I like the idea of a balloon drop.
I'll start blowing up balloons now.
Okay.
And I think we'll get
okay. I'm sure they'll stay inflated all year.
I love that. One thing I love about the Mounds Theater is that a lot of times they will do themed drinks for the show or for the event.
Yes.
And I I know Colin on cast is very excited about bartending and cocktail creation.
He loves doing mixology
and
stuff.
I'm very excited to maybe help him with that or contribute to that conversation maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I also am absolutely thrilled by the idea of just selling shots of Malort.
I think it's really, I really love, so I love New Year's Eve. I have since I was a kid, but I never really want to go out to like big fancy parties or like do anything huge. So like, this is a way I get to have a party without having to like go to some dumb party. If that makes sense.
The party will come to you, Molly.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be really fun. And I have a feeling that the majority of the cast is going to be there, even if they're not performing.
Yeah, sure.
Because
hope
we're
so.
Just going to get to have a really fun and bit of, as we like to say, bit of fond fuck you to the year.
Yeah.
Maybe you who are listening to this were at our Fuck 2024 show at Strike, one of the two shows we did. I am speaking to you from the past. We haven't done those shows yet, but me that you're listening to would have done them.
Yeah.
And she thinks they were great.
They're amazing.
I'm so proud of those shows. I'm so proud of you.
You were on fire.
Some of our best work.
Yeah, the two of you just killed it. You killed it.
Yeah, I mean, we always do. When I was in the tech booth, it was flawless, and I'm definitely not setting myself up now.
That is a jam-packed year full of I feel like that's some Vilification Tennis greatest hits coming back. Some favorite classic stuff, like a return to the Renaissance festivals there, a whole bunch of new stuff. And like the New Year's show is a crazy idea, and I absolutely love it. I think there's so much to look forward to. So if you're in the Twin Cities area, or if you are one of those people that travels into the state for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, you should come check us out.
Well, let's face it. You many of you listen to this because you found us through Vilification Tennis. So, you know, come on in. If you haven't been out to a show in a while, we're doing a lot of really cool shit. We really are. There's a lot of just so many different new ideas that come out of every month, and some of them work and some of them don't. And that's what kind of the fun of it, to experiment with new structures and new forms and really stretch what we do beyond what you might have seen out of the Renaissance Festival.
Well, and I say this to friends and stuff when I talk about the show every once in a while. If you haven't seen Vilification Tennis in like 5 years, you should give it a shot again, mm-hmm. because it the cast changes and adds the type of jokes we're telling, the
we write new jokes every month.
Every month. Times a month. Yeah.
There are, I would say that it's 85% new jokes every month.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, you should come see.
It's it's definitely not the same show you've seen before if you haven't seen Ville in a while.
I also, just not to be dire, but genuinely, things are really hard for theater everywhere. You may have noticed huge theater closed this last year. A lot of other spaces are, you know, floundering. We are not immune to that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this might be our last year, but genuinely, you never know.
Right.
We never know. That's the thing about theater. And we don't have a space that's, you know, our own. We don't own a theater. We are performing at the courtesy of the theaters who allow us. So, you know, we know we've got 2025 happening. We've just told you what it is. Come see us if you want to see us.
I guess I think the important thing is, since the pandemic, live theater has suffered greatly. Greatly.
Yes. It hasn't bounced back.
It has not bounced back the way you might have expected it would, with the possible exception of the really, really big name theaters. If you know people in theater, I understand that theater ain't cheap. But if you can afford it, if you can get out of the house and go see theater, those of us in theater need you right now. We really need you badly.
I mean, even like movies haven't bounced back proper since the beginning of the pandemic. Like concerts too. I've seen friends talking about how they're able to get concert tickets to things they wouldn't have expected to be able to buy tickets for before the pandemic because there's less demand.
Yeah.
And you know, some of that might be everyone's getting squeezed for money however they can with inflation and corporate greed and all that. But also, you know, it's sometimes easy to fall out of fashion or out of habit with doing things that are going out like that.
But some
people are still very COVID aware and COVID cautious.
If it would make you sad to see a post someday that says, "We're so sorry, but Vilification Tennis will not be continuing our monthly shows for whatever reason," then please come see our show because I don't know what else to say. I feel like a lot of times when we left the Renaissance Festival, all of a sudden people were like, "Oh no, oh, I'm so sad. I really wanted to see you guys." It's like, well, you can every month we do a show and people would go, "Oh, okay." And they didn't come, you know? And so that's the thing. And I'm not saying the reason that we're not at the BLB anymore is because of our low audience, but it surely didn't help. Well, and so I'm just saying.
Well, like some shows were like sell out and big too. It's all over the place.
So we just like it
if they were all sell out and big. That's all we're saying. Nice.
I'd love it. I have more fun at the show.
Take half house every month. Just, you know, again, we love doing this show. It's really fun. We pour our hearts into it. The three of us at this table, all of us have a directorial role that we do more than just the usual writing and performing. Yeah. And the show means the world to me. It is my baby. You know, it is my family. And I think it would be really great to see a lot of you. Let us know that you heard about it on the podcast if you've never shown up before. Yeah. Stop us after the show. We love to hear about it.
I was just going to say, you know, we hardly ever promote ourselves on this show, which is actually kind of weird, but we really don't. So we're promoting ourselves this week. So come on out and watch our show.
Yeah.
We're come see Vilification Tennis, third Sunday of the month at Strike Theater every month except for August, September, and December in 2025.
That's right. Strike Theater's in Northeast Minneapolis.
And September 20th and 21st at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. And then New Year's Eve at the Mounds Theater in December 31st, 2025.
Huzzah.
Hopefully we'll see some of you there. Say hey if you come. And otherwise, we'll be back next week with more geeky godless fun.
Bye.
We gotta go back, Marty. It's the Renaissance Festival. We gotta go back.
What's wrong?
They're giving us money.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
Geeks without God.
Although that would be hilarious.